from you, 'cause I was all alone. You said, it's snowing, it's snowing. God, I hate this weather. Now I walk through blizzards just to get us back together. We met in the springtime at a rock and roll show. It was on the Bowery when it was time to go. We kissed on the subway in the middle of the night. I held your hand, you held mine. It was the best night of my life. 'Cause everyone's your friend in New York City, and everything looks beautiful when you're young and pretty. The streets are paved with diamonds and there's just so much to see. But the best thing about New York City is you and me. Staten Island Ferry, Co-op City, Katz's, the Tiffany, Central Park, Brooklyn Bridge, the Empire State where Dylan lived, Coney Island and Times Square, Rockefeller Center, wish I was there. You wrote me a letter just the other day, said springtime is coming soon, so why don't you come to stay? Pack my stuff, it's on the bus, I can't believe it's true. I'm 3 days from New York City and I'm 3 days from you. 'Cause everyone's my friend in New York City, and everything looks beautiful when you're young and pretty. The streets are paved with diamonds and there's just so much to see. But the best thing about New York City is you and me. When you're young and pretty, the streets are paved with diamonds and there's just so much to see. But the best thing about New York City is you and me.
Hey everybody. Wow. As soon as I start talking, you get the GSM interference from the cell phone. That's great. So, welcome to the Thursday show. I have a feeling it's going to be 10 dozen minutes of extremely dubious and inconsistent audio quality. Wow, that is...
Yeah, we apologize.
So, alright. What, I'm off in distant lands, and the boys, Hot Stuff and Riff, are back home, and I'm tied to two different devices here, one by each ear. So here's the rig. This is the jankiest thing I think that I've ever used. So I got my laptop.
That's so awesome.
I got the regular like microphone going into a splitter, going into the microphone. The other end of the splitter is going to another microphone. Then I got my phone on which I'm talking to Hot Stuff and Riff, and the headphones coming out of the phone. The one earpiece going into my ear, and another earpiece taped to the other microphone.
Yeah, so, that's the best part right there. The earpiece is taped to the other microphone. How awesome is that?
Pretty not awesome, honestly. It is entirely possible that this is going to be just unlistenably crappy. It's the added bonus is that this apartment has terrible phone coverage.
Right.
Which I don't know what the hell. You know, so you know how your phone has that 3G thing, and then if it's not on 3G, it's on E, and if it's not on E, it's on that dot.
Yeah.
Well, the phone is.
I've never gotten as far as the dot.
You've never been anywhere that was so bad that it had the dot. Yeah. Okay. So this is sub dot. I don't even get that dot. Whatever that is.
Oh my god.
That just means nothing, right? I think.
Hmm. Well, it can't be nothing, or he wouldn't be talking to us, right?
Well, no, he gets cell reception, but there's no data in that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Grok the Mad tells me that Torturellini is concerned that I'm violating fire codes with this setup and that I shouldn't be around anybody who smokes. You can't smoke indoors in this city. Not even in your own home. I don't think that's it. No.
I would also have to be outraged about that. I'm like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Not cool.
Like, that's totally believable.
Anyway, so sorry, listeners, about the quality, but this is, I think, the best that we can do. Unless what we might do, and this would work better if we had more stuff to talk about at length. We might try to talk about something on Skype before the show, and then I'll come on the show and just play an MP3 of us talking. And then I could pop in and answer questions, or I could pop in between bits of that recording to make fun of us.
that's definitely a possibility, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it would be better than this in certain ways, although knowing you, you'd want to, like, edit it for content.
No, there's definitely that sort of issue, right? Like, if you actually have to edit it, do you, or whatever. I'm not entirely sure. Like, I guess you're saying we could record a Skype conversation?
Yeah, we would just have a Skype conversation, which would be good. The internet here is fine.
Skype audio is actually really good, from what I hear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Skype come out for the iPhone recently?
Yeah, that would be worse,
I mean, theoretically, it would be the same as using Skype on the computer.
Well, not here, because I get for shit data service here on the phone.
Oh, right.
You don't have any other. With Skype, you can call any other Skype user. Skype on the iPhone is just Skype, right?
I think so, yeah. I don't know. I haven't messed with it at all. It just came out a few days ago. And it's apparently missing some features that makes it inferior to some other VoIP iPhone apps. VoIP is almost an anagram of iPhone. If you use your imagination a little bit.
There's also Google Voice. I don't know anything about if that's good or not.
So what you guys been doing since the last show?
I'm playing Diablo 2.
Really?
Really?
Yep.
What brought that on?
I don't know. Because I'm on hiatus from World of Warcraft, and I thought it'd be a good time to sell all these games that I've got sitting around that I haven't been playing, and this is one of them.
I see.
So, why are you on hiatus from World of Warcraft?
Just because I got bored of Raiden Maxa Robo Mammoth and the Mammoths over and over, and there's not a lot else to do until the patch comes out.
I told you that expansion rolled out with only one raid. You didn't believe me.
What?
I told Hopsle that expansion rolled with only one raid, and he didn't believe me, but now he believes me.
I didn't believe you because they had talked about all these other raids.
No, they hadn't. You were imagining all of that.
Okay.
another bonus to tonight's situation is that I'm still kind of in the process of getting over the cold that I had before I left, and so I'm not sure how long my voice is going to hold out, so you guys might need to carry the show.
Uh-oh. That's not cool. They're just bones, then.
Yeah. Riff, you definitely sound worse than Hot Stuff. I don't know if there's anything that can be done about that.
Worse meaning quieter?
Just more indistinct.
I can try and hold the mic closer to my face.
That actually helps. I knew this guy named Mike closer to my face. He got made fun of a lot.
Did you? Yeah. Did he often ask you just to hold him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Everyone that I know asks me that, though. So, I flew to New York, and I've been in New York for going on about 24 hours now. I think I've already become an asshole.
Wow, that was fast.
Fuck you. I mean, yeah, it was. Nothing has really happened. I'm weak. My illness has rendered me not quite as active as I'd like to be. Hey, but at least I'm coughing a lot and my throat hurts. So April Fool's went pretty well for us, I think.
Yeah, I was a little sad that we missed the 10 adventures from, what you call it?
Oh, from Labor Day, yeah.
Labor Day.
I had thought of that before, but that was just handled in a different place in Rollover. It was weird, though. There were some people in the forums reporting that it had worked. I think what that tells us is that people frequently just don't know what they're talking about.
There were a lot of people who reported Arbor Day bugs and stuff like that, and in every case, they just had not adventured as much as they thought they had last time.
Yeah. Well, so. Good. Then they got a free opportunity to correct their prior mistake.
And a lot of people didn't actually spend the time yesterday to get a new thing, I think.
There was so much other stuff to do, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to keep track of how many times you've spent when you're constantly getting the Dia and Feast of Boris monsters, too.
That's true, yeah. And just the option paralysis of having all that stuff going on at the same time.
The Every Holiday at Once was Hot Stuff's idea, everybody. See, sometimes Hot Stuff has good ideas. Most of the times his ideas are like, let's totally hide things from all but the dirty exploiters, and 0% drop rates for all.
I thought I hid something pretty cleverly for Spades in a recent rollout, and nobody's taken my bait.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Let's see. Also on April 1st, that god-awful Legends of Zork game came out.
Yep.
You know,
We got a lot of really nice free advertising from all the people talking about how Legends of Zork is nowhere near as good as Kingdom of Loathing.
Yeah, that was... I don't want to just, like, talk shit about the game, because, like, you know, they clearly worked hard on it, but there were a lot of very questionable decisions made, I think. What gets me about it... All right, so Legends of Zork, it was announced a while back, and it's basically like illustrated text-based RPG. You get a limited number of actions per day, rather. Their revenue model is pretty lame. The one thing, there are certain things that I can say, like, oh, it would be better if they did this. I don't exactly understand why they did this. Their revenue model is kind of a dick move, I think, because basically they just sell turns. Right, you get like 30 turns a day, and then you can buy, you know, I feel like you can buy like hundreds of turns for a dollar. I don't know that it's quite at that scale. I know that for $20 you get like
I can look it up.
For $20 you get like 60 of coconuts, which is their perk currency.
Yeah, it's like you can either it's $20 for 60 or $2 for 3, I think.
Right.
And then there's like scales in between that.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, if one of those coconuts is like 33 cents, right, at that level, then you get I'm pretty sure that for one of the coconuts you get something like 20 or 30 turns. So not hundreds per dollar, I guess, but still. Like, it's still just like... The other thing is, it costs turns to fucking move from place to place.
Oh, see, that sucks.
Apparently
they're reworking that, because I'm just now pulling this up to look at the prices, and their newest blog post is that they want to... stop turns being deducted when you're not actually in an adventuring location.
Yeah, but I think that just means there's some... I'd read through the forums, and I think there are just some bugs where there were things... Like, I think they still plan on... One of the things that they sell is a thing that lets you go back to your campground without... And it's weird that it's a campground, lets you go back to your campground without spending an action point. So I feel like they're probably not planning on getting rid of that. They had a kind of an interesting idea. The zones have like different levels that you can go to in them. Right, like the starting zone is like a level 1 to 9 zone, and you can go, you can hit a button and then wait like 30 seconds for a page response to go deeper into the zone before you start fighting. And so you're just fighting.
Well, it's basically like it's like the plus monster level things, except it's inherent in the zone instead of being somewhere else you have to go to turn it on.
It's kind of less convenient. Like it's what's frustrating about it though is that in between fights, you can't alter the level that you're at in a zone. So
you spend go back out to the map.
A movement point to go to the zone. Oh, can you go back out to the map and get there again without spending another?
I think you can. Yeah.
That's not as big a deal as that. One thing though, I feel like a very early decision that I made, and what I think I can say is a pretty obvious decision in KOL is. Fucking label anything that takes a turn. Like, the turn, and in their case, the action point, is the only meaningful currency, right? It's what everything boils back down to. And not knowing when you're spending those is super frustrating.
Yeah, I gotta agree with that.
Like, I didn't know until I made another character to dick around with that moving cost points, because it just doesn't say that. There are times when, you know, you'll go to fight and it will say you spent one action point. The combat is really pretty boring. Like, you say that you want to fight in a zone and then you just sit there and you wait. And there's, like, a time delay on it, which I don't exactly understand. It's like, okay, here's your chances of winning this fight. And it took me a while to figure out exactly how this worked. It was like, here's your chances of winning this fight. And then it, like, takes your stats and the monster's stats into account and says, here's your actual chances of winning this fight. And what it does is it keeps rolling against that chance. And if you ever beat that roll, you win the fight. If you don't beat that roll, you take a point of damage.
Oh.
And so it just keeps iterating. And it's like, it doesn't bother to say, like, you swing at the monster and miss. It says, literally, rolling number 1, 1 to 100, colon, then the number that it rolled, and then either you win or minus 1 health.
So weird. Yeah, and there's just no content in it.
But see, that's the thing.
I kind of feel like these guys just have a really major difference of opinion than us. Of what is fun in this sort of game.
Well, you say that, but I mean, nobody has said that it's fun yet, right? Like, I'm at a little bit of a disadvantage because I haven't tried it out yet, but it just doesn't sound interesting at all.
Well, I mean, as compared to our game, they made
compared to any game. No, that's what I'm saying. No review that I saw online said that it was interesting or fun.
Well, but I hope that the developers of it think that it's fun.
Well, do you think they do?
I wonder is...
I don't know.
I wonder whether or not the developers of it think that it is finished. That is a much more important question to me.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, do you think... I don't know. Do you think their plan was, we'll roll out all the mechanics and have progress quest, and then later we'll fill in stories and content and jokes?
I don't know. The rock, paper, scissors guy seemed...
That would sound like a very strange decision.
They came up with a microtransaction structure and then threw a sort of vestigial game onto it.
Yeah.
What gets me, though, I would say that they probably paid someone... There was a team of like 5 or 6 people doing the art and the site design, right? They must have paid hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of time to get the art done, right?
And I feel like
any one of us could have written the entirety of the game's text in like an afternoon. Maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but Certainly not.
Yeah, there's just nothing.
Unless it opens up in a way that I'm really not expecting it to. Like, when we started putting monsters in that you would fight, they had some stats, and then they had a description, right? There was never a time when a monster was just the name of a monster. There was always something there, and that just doesn't happen. It's like, there's a picture, and it's like, oh, you're fighting a kobold, you're fighting a bigger kobold, you're fighting a big, mean kobold, or whatever. And that's it. There's yeah. It seems like mechanically there
nice
is
pictures.
Some stuff going
they
on.
They got their money's worth on the pictures.
Yeah. But, no, depending on how much they paid. If those artists charged $1 billion an hour, then they didn't.
Well, that's true.
But yeah, like, yeah, I don't get it. It makes me kind of sad. And I don't know how many people are playing it, but their servers are like crippled. It's awful.
Because they're so super slow.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I feel like people must have felt in the very, very dark days of KOL in terms of lag. Because it's like, you'll click on something and then it'll take 20 or 30 seconds to get a response.
Wow.
Yeah. I was tempted to give them some money to actually be able to play some more. Because the thing is, I would like to see more of it just to kind of understand the depth or lack thereof. And I don't want to have to remember to log in every day for 2 weeks to actually get to that point. So I almost feel like
right.
I almost feel like $20 and an hour, if I could actually play through that $20 in an hour, would be worth a lot more than, 10 minutes a day for 2 weeks to actually see it. But I honestly just kinda don't care, and it's so slow. I wouldn't even be able to.
Do you not accumulate the ability to play over time the way you do in KOL? Like,
you get 30 turns every 24 hours, and okay, I don't know for sure, but it appears to be, I don't know when rollover is, but you get 30 turns whenever it rolls.
I wonder if it's capped at 30.
God, I hope not.
I mean, because maybe I could just leave for 2 weeks and come back and play all those turns, but surely.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
So here's something that we were discussing. Riff, do you think that the guys who made this knew about KOL?
Yeah, I'm sure they must have, because even if they hadn't heard of us before, then when they told... I mean, there has to have been somebody they mentioned their project to who said, oh, that sounds like KOL. Even if they had never heard of it before.
I mean, I know when they announced the project, I saw in the comments people talking about, oh, so it's going to be a game like Kingdom of Loathing. So, yeah, I mean, that Hot Stuff, we were talking about this before, and, he wasn't sure, that they knew. It's weird how many, like, I just did a search for Legend of Zork, Kingdom of Loathing, and it's weird how many people are talking about it and then just comparing us favorably.
Mm.
It makes me wonder how many people have not heard about KOL that would play KOL.
Yeah, a lot of things make you wonder about that. I always counter your optimism with the number zero.
Except that we keep getting new players who are, like, clearly into the game, who will post in the forums and say things like, I'm just starting the game, getting really excited about it, planning my, bad moon loop. What
no,
do you reckon?
That
like,
never happens.
Okay, happens all the time.
No, it has never happened. I defy you to point out one time when that has happened.
I see. yeah, I don't know. The game that I've been playing a little bit past couple days is one of those viral multiplayer RPG iPhone games, which is just completely content free. It is just basically a set of mechanics to make some numbers bigger, and you get every 5 minutes you can play a little bit more. But
which one is it? Which one are you playing, and why that one as opposed to one of the 30 identical ones that aren't that one?
Oh, I just it was the first one that was like fantasy themed. It's the undead one.
Oh, okay.
It's the one that you told werewolves.
Me.
Yeah, vampires versus werewolves versus overlords.
Who are overlords?
Yeah. I have no idea. There is just no narrative.
Huh.
No idea, like, what or who overlords are. Like, vampires get, like, more adventures every day, basically, or more, like, adventures more quickly. Werewolves get to do, like, more PvP, so they get more PvP sets more quickly, whatever. And overlords get more money from, or faster money from owning property, I guess. So I became an overlord.
You know, I have continued for months to play the version of that, the MySpace one, that Greg Costigan and who was it?
Tiny Adventures or whatever.
No. That was a Facebook thing. I learned about that at GDC, and it was, a number of things to spider out and talk about here now. So that Tiny Adventures game, there was some content there, but it was such generic Dungeons and Dragons content that.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of wasn't at all interesting. And also, I kind of have a problem with tick-based games in general. What I really don't want is a game in a browser where I click something, and then it's like, all right, come back in 45 minutes and we'll tell you what happened. Right? Like, that's just not appealing to me at all. And you know, maybe it's because I'm a you know, overly entitled, no delayed gratification, impatient teenager, but I don't think so. I think I'm just not into that kind of game. You know, the example that I always gave is I was a lot more into Earth 2025 than I was Utopia, and basically the difference, Earth 2025 was turn-based, Utopia was tick-based, right? So a lot of these games are tick-based in terms of you getting turns back sort of doled out every few minutes, which, pardon me, yeah, trying to have a coughing fit here. The Vampires game works like that, right? You get, like, a point of energy every 10 or 5 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that's all on tick-based returns.
But when you do something, you get the goodies for it right away.
Yeah. This one, so I don't know if this is common or not, but, like, you know, your currency is gold, and you can steal other people's gold. And so, if you're adventuring or whatever and collecting gold, if someone else attacks you while you have a lot of gold, sort of unprotected, like you can put it in the bank, they get a large. You get 15%, I think, of whatever somebody else has if you're stronger than they are. And the secret with this game, I think, that nobody else has figured out, at least that I can tell, is that there's a way to keep attacking the same person over and over again. So if you find somebody who has a lot, who's just sitting on a lot of unprotected gold, you can just steal a ton of it.
Are you not supposed to be able to do that?
Well, it's not. The interface is so terrible. That's the thing. All of these games that I've seen are just terrible interfaces. And so, like, you click on the little button that says Rampage or whatever, which is like the PvP thing, and then you click on somebody and you can attack them. And then it takes you back to the Rampage menu, but it's just a randomized list of people around your level, right? So you'd have to be, like, through the base interface, you'd have to figure out, you'd have to, like, just happen to get the same guy again if you wanted to attack him again. But there's also a log of, like, stuff that you've done, and it doesn't look like a link, but you can click on the person's name, and then that takes you back to the attack them screen. So unless someone happens to figure that out, because nothing looks like a button in this at all, you kind of have to just figure out what to click on.
You know, what's weird is that all of the iPhone games like that I've checked out, they look exactly the same. I really don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, it's as though they were all developed by the same dude.
They might be. You know, like, well, I guess probably the, there's a couple of different Mafia games that are fairly different people, but like,
right.
this one I think is the same people that did one of the Mafia games,
it looks exactly like one of the Mafia games that I played. So, the thing about this, I have continued for a long, long time. I'm like level 47 in this Bloodlines game on MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which, it's...
Is that high?
I have probably played nearly every day for 3 months, 4 months.
Huh.
Right? So, like, the reason that I checked it out in the first place is because it was made by Greg Costigan and one of the Infocom guys. I think Dave Lebling, maybe? And I was like, oh, well, maybe this is one of those that's actually cool and actually has some content. I don't want to say that it has content. It has a story, and it has quite a bit of flavor, right? Like, and it's same shit. You're a vampire. Your money, which is called blood. So it's blood. The currency is blood. Your power is represented by blood, and blood is measured in dollars.
Okay.
Yeah, the distinction there is not.
Their shorthand is dollar sign, but it's blood or whatever.
Like, I'm looking at my status line. Blood, colon, dollar sign, 13.47M. I have $13.47 million worth of blood. So then you can go to the blood bank and deposit it, which, totally not how blood banks work. Hey,
you just pour it in the deposit slot.
In the night deposit. Could you guys hang on to this $1 million of blood for me? I'll be back. I haven't done any PvP at all, because you know me. I'm a friggin' care bear. If I could opt out of PvP, I would.
I feel like that's what almost all of these games are, though, is basically...
Yeah, no, it's the same horrible bullshit that existed in all games, which made me want to make KOL in the first place.
It's like a skeletal single-player game with a kind of crappy PvP system blended in. I don't know, man. I don't understand why these games are compelling. They are really, I mean, except for the fact that they are just the, like, Skinner box or whatever, just the numbers just constantly going up, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you make numbers bigger, you... You know what I don't get? Those games that I guarantee you had more players than KOL, where the entire game is just tricking people into clicking on a link that gives you a point.
Oh, yeah.
In this game, right? It just like pyramid scheme bullshit. So it's like, it's all right. People
still
like
do that?
Watching.
I haven't seen those in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't seen one in a long time either. I still see ads for like Bite Fight every once in a while, and Bite Fight is one of those.
Mm.
So I mean, all right. So what do people like? People like falling victim to pyramid schemes. So this taps into that, you know, deep desire. They like watching numbers get bigger, so this taps into that. They like pretending that they're vampires or mobsters, but only vampires or mobsters. They don't like to be, you know, firemen or cowboys or astronauts, just vampires and mobsters. Why are there fucking 30 identical mobster games? Why? Like, if you're gonna copy something, why not
reskin it a little bit?
Something.
Why does the App Store have 9 million identical 15 puzzles?
Yeah.
For $2-3 a piece.
There was some story about iPhone developers basically taking somebody else's app, just rewriting it from scratch, and then posting the same app that with like taking screenshots of their art and using the same art and like putting it back out there for like a dollar less than the other person was.
Hey,
we
should get on that. That is an awesome idea. Maybe we could have C.D. Moyer take a crap, and the crap that C.D. Moyer took would be another copy of some social networking mobster game.
Yeah.
apparently in the 3.0 software, you can actually sell microtransaction stuff inside an app.
Yeah.
Which is going to, like, you know, part of me thinks that we're idiots for not just hiring an iPhone developer, throwing out, you know, like literally just kind of taking a crap on a piece of paper on a conference table to design some exploitative social networking game and getting it out there. I mean, part of me thinks, like,
are we idiots could, or are we, like,
well, that's the thing. Part of me thinks this could secure the future of the company forever if they weren't playing our shitty contentless social networking game. They'd be playing somebody else's, you know, and ours would be better than theirs. I think we could make a better game than that without even trying, is what I think, right? But yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we should stay out of that. You know, I mean, I remember talking to you 6 months ago about, like, just the fire and forget MySpace game, you know?
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I definitely feel like we should have something on the App Store. I think it would be heaps better if it was something good that we could be proud of.
Yeah, but I mean, sure.
I think we should have something up there.
I mean, you know, if it's
free and just advertising for KOL.
Yeah, or if it was like a single-player RPG, you know, totally straightforward RPG with our writing and our art,
yeah. And
it was a dollar, you know? Like, I would pay a dollar for an RPG that was well-written and fun for an hour, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah. I think even just like a kind of turn-based KOL sort of style thing. You know, or maybe we do like a puzzle quest kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Objective C, oh man.
The what?
Objective C.
CD Moyer will do it. Or we'll hire somebody who can do it, you know. That's the future,
true.
Is not ever learning anything myself ever again. Somebody sent in a link to a 60-foot cock and balls that had been drawn on the top of some building in England.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I like that people see that and think of me. Do you think a 60-foot cock would be visible from space?
They have 1 meter resolution.
So. How big is the Great Cock of China? No, it's
big enough so you can see it from space.
It's China. It's actually very, very small. Ah, get it?
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah. But that's okay. It gets really good at math.
So that was a Trivial Pursuit question.
What's that?
The original Trivial Pursuit. What is the only man-made object visible from space? And it's just wrong. That is just
not at all true.
Yeah.
It's actually apparently not easy to see the Great Wall of China from space because the color of the bricks is very near to the color of the ground surrounding it.
Yeah. And there's like, you can like, depending on how far away you are with the naked eye, you can see all kinds of things like airports and other large structures or whatever. And like, you know, if you're talking about from the moon, then you can't see anything that's man-made.
I mean, and I suppose if you counted, like, you know, like Lake Havasu.
Yeah, I don't think you would count that.
I mean, I guess it's technically man-made,
like,
but
structures.
Yeah.
But it's the stuff that, like, that you can see in, against, like, the ocean. Like airports that are sort of built out over the water are very easy to see, for example, and stuff like that.
Do you know what's the only man-made structure that you can see from the ocean? A dock. Should we read questions or should we just talk about stuff? What do you think?
I feel like we should answer some questions. If people can hear us, then that's a good sign.
Yeah, people can arguably hear us to some extent.
We're in three different locations. That's the coolest thing. It can be anywhere.
I can think of things that are cool.
It
is pretty cool.
No.
Kilimanjaro. That's you're sick. That's
yeah, not- no, I know. I was basically fine. I feel better. I felt better yesterday than I do today. Like,
because you were stuffed into a plane for.
Yeah, I think the plane ride took me down a couple notches. And plus,
I woke up this morning.
Since I got here, I've just been smoking crack nonstop.
That's true. I woke up this morning and was super congested and like coughing, and I was like, "Oh man, I am not going to get what you have." And so I just slept for a couple more hours and I felt a lot better. But yeah,
you guys got to stop making out.
That's, never.
Yeah, that would help.
Elfin says, why is the boxing glove on a spring not made with a spring? But great job on all the weapons. I had written it made with a spring, and Hot Stuff spindled the recipe as nothing in the box. What? Why did you do that?
Because it just doesn't make any sense to have it on a spring. Like, how do you compress it to be a ranged weapon? If it's,
in your hand?
How? It's a one-handed...
You push it against one hand with the other hand, and then you let go.
The joke of the boxing glove and spring is always that it's in a box, and you open the box and it hits you in the face. That's always been the joke. Having it just be a glove on a spring is weird.
No, because you,
and I know that's where you drew it.
Grab the other end, and yeah, no, I know that's how I drew it. You could grab one end of the string and just like, or one end of the spring and just swing it around.
Like a flail.
Yeah.
I mean, we could change the recipe.
No.
Nothing's stopping us.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Change the recipe and then do that other thing.
And then do what?
That other thing. Yeah.
For yesterday, but we didn't do it. I mean, if you're really... I just assumed that it was obvious that it should have been a box. In a box.
Yeah, but, you know, I think it's fine the way it is. I would have drawn it with a box, though. I still
cool,
can.
Right.
Psychosis730 says, have you seen Pothos on Twitter? Some guy hooked a sensor to a plant and got it to Twitter when it needs water. Why is this important? Because you have fewer followers than a plant. It's true. That plant has 3,300 followers.
Wow.
I think we also have less followers than the mime.
I'm sure we do.
Yeah,
you know who we have fewer followers than is motherfucking Shaquille O'Neal. Wee wee wah wee wee. Yeah. What song is this? King Stupid writes. Question for discussion: if the game had initially implemented the results of beaten up as losing stat points, either a set amount or percentage of missed muscle or mocks, how do you think that would affect the game? Positive, negative, meh. I think that especially punitive death penalties are a gigantic deterrent to casual players.
Yeah, I think if you lost a couple substats, it probably wouldn't be a big deal if it was like...
If you lost as many as you would have gained from the fight, then maybe...
Yeah.
You know, doing that instead of beating up, probably people would play a lot more turns on their first couple of days. You know, the number of people who... And honestly, this is kind of how I intended the new player experience to be. If you get beaten up, you just have to rest for 3 turns. Right? And losing those turns is the punishment. I mean, to a serious player, they're going to understand that, you know, if we just took away turns when you got beaten up, which was another option that I considered, that would be the worst possible thing that could happen.
Right. I think it's kind of nice the way it is. Or, you know, for whatever reason that it is the way it is.
Yeah, because once you learn how stuff works, there's other stuff you can do than resting.
But I think it is actually kind of a little confusing, right? Because you can still fight with the beaten up effect, but when you try to go into a fight with 0 hit points, it tells you that you're too beaten up to fight.
Yeah.
Which is why people will just rest to get rid of the effect. They think that's what's preventing them from fighting.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Agreed. We could probably change
rude,
the verbiage on that a little bit.
Yeah.
I would change the name of the effect.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little too ingrained.
It's
to
iconic.
Do that, but
I feel like that causes a lot of people to feel like, oh, I've gotten beaten up. I have no other option but to rest.
Right. Yeah.
Which is interesting that people do that, and that was what your intention was, right?
Yeah, sort of.
But that there's other, but you know, people who know what they're doing can do other things, right?
Blood.
I think that's
sorry. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know what? What sucked was EverQuest. Like.
Didn't you lose levels?
Yeah, you lost experience when you got killed.
And like it was like serious, wasn't it? Like 10% or something?
It wasn't that big of a deal. Like when people talked about like, you know, losing a level, losing like a month of progress, I think they were usually talking about getting killed a bunch of times.
Oh. But because you were to get your stuff you had to like walk back to it and make it or something, right?
Yeah.
And you're so much more likely to die again if you did
yes,
that.
Yes, you absolutely were. Because, I mean, clearly you must have been in a dangerous spot or you wouldn't have gotten killed.
Right.
EverQuest was super unfriendly. Like, the fact that anybody played it, I think, is what clued Blizzard into, like, hey, if we made one of these that wasn't just constantly fucking people, we'd probably make billions of dollars.
I remember the first person I ever saw playing EverQuest was like a GRT at the fraternity I lived at. They became a GRT.
What's a GRT?
A couple years after I had graduate resident tutor, basically.
I see.
Just like a student who's present there to sort of have some responsibility, whatever. We didn't have one when I was living at the fraternity, and after 1997, a freshman at MIT died from alcohol overdose, basically, at a fraternity, and so sort of everything went to hell after that. He was married, and like I was talking to his wife, and she's like, "Yeah, he just plays that game for like 10 hours a day." And he was a lawyer, and he lost his job. Just playing that game.
I learned about EverQuest. It was a night about a week before the millennium, and I had gotten. There was some software that we had to edit to make sure that it was going to deal with the Y2K switch properly, and so I needed to go in at some point when there was nobody using the system. Set the date forward, let it roll over, and like make sure that it continued to work. So I had to basically go in, like the place was open really late, so I had to go in at like 2 or 3 in the morning to do this. So I went in at 2 or 3 in the morning. I called security because there was something. I don't remember why I had to call security. I think I had keys to everything except the exterior door of it. And it's like this sort of typical, like, imagine a security guard. The security guard shows up. He's just kind of like a fat guy with a mustache and kind of blowhard kind of guy. And he was like, you know, I think I'm going to stick around and watch while you do this. Like, I don't trust you, young man. Whatever kind of bullshit. Right. So I'm sitting there doing the stuff that I have to do, and he's just sitting there in my office staring at me and breathing through his mouth really heavily. We started talking about video games, and he was like, oh yeah, man, I've been playing a lot of EverQuest for the last few months. And I talked to him about it a little bit, and I'm like, huh, that sounds kind of cool. And he, even then, he was like, dude, don't buy it. I'm like, why? And he was like, don't buy it. It'll take over. Just don't do it. I'm like, you know, that's not going to happen. I'm curious enough about this to actually pick it up. And I think I quit with maybe 12 or 16 hours played, so
you are not addictable to games, pretty much.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like.
You know, I mean, there are certainly times when I have played a lot of World of Warcraft, but there have been more times when I, you know, the times when I'm playing World of Warcraft, I'm playing World of Warcraft 3 or 4 hours a week, right? And that's
it. What is your highest level character in World of Warcraft at this point?
75.
You didn't make it to 80 then?
No, I've not yet gotten that guy to 80. I'm taking my time. Riffs burn out on the expansion, and I don't want to be burnt out on the expansion. Like, I can go back and I can play World of Warcraft and see new stuff.
That's true.
Huh. So that's weird. My wife is sending me a message saying that there's GSM interference right now. I don't know if I can't hear it. I wonder what that means.
Sounds okay to me.
Yeah, I mean, we would not be able to hear it.
Okay. Maybe I can hear it.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Fucking sucks. I'm gonna say
this is weird because you're not even picking up Edge network, are you?
I don't know. I might be at this point.
Why don't you just turn off the wireless? Turn off. Put it on airplane mode.
Yeah, because that wouldn't stop us from being on the phone together. The problem is, I cannot get the phone more than like 2 feet away from this mic because it is taped to
it. That's what I'm saying. You're not going to be able to do that, so why not turn off the wireless aspect of it or whatever, so it doesn't even try it.
Because I'm on the phone with you. I can't turn off the wireless.
What are you talking about? We're on the phone. Hit the button at the bottom.
Okay. You want me to put the phone in airplane mode?
I think airplane mode doesn't let you make any phone calls.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I think you can turn off the wireless without turning
you
off
can.
The
You can turn
phone.
Off the Wi-Fi without that, but you can't tell it to stop. I am not connected to the Edge network. Right now... Okay, I mean, I guess I could turn the Wi-Fi off, but I really don't think that's going to do anything.
So does airplane mode turn off?
Yes, airplane mode will disconnect us. Putting it in airplane mode will make us not... So I'm going to...
prevent us from talking.
God, this is fucking terrible. So I'm hearing you in my left ear, and then in my right ear at a very slight delay. And I'm hearing me inside my own head, and then in my right ear at a slightly different delay. But...
Oh my God.
Now I will be able to hear if there is any interference from the phone. I'm really not sure there's anything I can do about it.
I don't even know how you can talk, because that would drive me crazy.
No, I know. It's... What? You see the joke that I just made there? All right.
Yeah.
So I have no fucking idea what the best way to stop this from happening is. It's the fact that these mic cables are crappy and unshielded, and I literally cannot move the phone away from the mic.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think this is working.
This methodology?
Yeah.
Is the GSM, like, really bad?
My wife says it is. I don't know. Right now I can't hear it at all. And I've got the output, which is theoretically what's being broadcast, turned all the way up in my ear. Okay. So maybe it's gone now. The problem is,
it's gonna keep reconnecting.
Yeah, it turns off and on
edge.
When you're using the phone. Like, I had speakers at my house that really picked it up really badly, and it's just random. The phone, yep, see there, it's back. The phone doesn't have to be doing anything for it to...
It's trying to send or receive packets or something, which is what that sound is.
Right. I wonder if, like... Because I know that I can sometimes put, like, my hand in between it and a device and stop the interference that way. I wonder if I could, like, move this chair such that the chair is in the way. God, I don't know. Anyway, we should probably just figure out how to Skype, talk about stuff. There are so many questions, right? We could, you and I, Hot Stuff, we could go through the list of questions. We could pick out 70 questions that we were going to read and answer over Skype. If anybody out there listening, A, can understand me, B, is still listening, has not hung up in disgust at the horrible sound quality, and C, knows anything about... recording Skype conversations on a Windows machine. Their dev was eminently helpful in telling me what I could use if I had a Mac, but that doesn't actually help me. I would just like to have a Skype conversation and then later on have an MP3 of that conversation that I can play using an MP3 player. That's what I would like. If I go to Google and search for that, I get a million different sleazy-looking, no doubt, spyware-infested bullshits.
It's interesting that your laptop has a microphone input jack and no line input jack, and my laptop has a line in but no microphone input jack.
Yeah, our laptop has Jack Spratt and his wife.
Yeah. But I wonder what the design philosophies were in that. Because doesn't your computer also have a built-in microphone?
It does also have a built-in microphone, which is weird.
I feel like that makes a little more sense because it's like, oh, well, they have a microphone, and here's a line in as well.
And I feel like we've run into just as many situations where the rig that I have has been frustrating to us as situations where your setup has been frustrating to us. Because you have kinds of problems with Ventrio and stuff. Like,
well, but then I got a USB microphone jack in. So, and then everything was fine.
You got a USB microphone jack off.
Yeah. That's the one that came with porn.
Right. I'm going to take a break and try to
play some music.
Soothe my throat. Yeah, I'm going to play some music. You guys won't be able to hear it. But the listeners
just
will.
Just tell us when we're back on. I'm going to get some dinner.
Okay. I'll let you know when we're not on the radio anymore. So don't say anything embarrassing until I've cleared it. Okay, Riff?
Okay.
Nothing embarrassing. All right. I'll see you guys in a few minutes. Boy, that doesn't fade out gently at all. Oh, man. Now we're going to get some horrible feedback because I forgot to plug this shit in. Let's see. Oh, Christ. Hey, there we go. Sorry about that. Okay. What are we doing? You guys, anything interesting happened during the break that you want to talk about?
Nope. No, I ate a bowl of cereal.
You ate a bowl of cereal? What kind of cereal was it?
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Those are good.
They taste okay. I have... My favorite cereal is Great Grains. I think it's Post cereal, whatever. And, of course, because I like it, the supermarket mammy stopped carrying it.
Mm-hmm. Riff likes Total Raisin Bran.
I was buying it. So they're like, oh man, we're going to keep running out of this. We should probably stop ordering it. So.
Cheerios are a pretty good replacement for Rice Krispies and Rice Krispie treats.
I guess if you wanted to eat a fucking Rice Krispie treat for some fucked up reason, like being all fucked up.
You mean like they're delicious?
Yeah, what fucking ever, man.
And you don't like any of the good stuff. You don't like Rice Krispie Treats? You don't like mayonnaise?
You don't like Rice Krispie Treats made with mayonnaise instead of marshmallow? You know what I kind of like is those things that are like Rice Krispie Treats, only you replace the Rice Krispies with cornflakes and you replace the marshmallow with peanut butter?
Huh. I've never tried that.
And they're in balls... Sort of.
I mean, what causes the peanut butter to, like, harden? I mean, why isn't it not, or is it? Is it just...
Dude, I don't know.
Do you just get peanut butter all over your hands while you're eating it, or...
No, I mean, it's not. It's kind of messy, I guess. They're, like, sticky. Your hands get sticky. Does anybody know what those things are called? Maybe that's what goo balls is, but goo balls is like implies that there's weed in it. Yeah, in fact, if I search for goo balls recipe, it's just all about weed. So there's got to be something that these are called if they don't have weed in them. let's see. I'm alone. Question.
Do you want to read some more questions?
Yeah, Blumon says, let the aerated diving helmet replace scuba gear for visiting the old man, please. You don't need to worry about people pulling and getting hard fights. They have Hobopolis for that. I was sort of surprised at the...
Are you gonna just spoil that whole strategy on the radio?
Oh, shouldn't I?
I don't know how well known it is.
Huh. It was. I felt like it was interesting. Hobopolis being used in some Ascension stunts.
It's not even stunts. It's just a accepted bleeding edge strategy.
Right. Well, I don't think that. Yeah, I don't think that it would be a big deal to let people into the ocean on turn one. You know, if they really wanted in there. The problem is just they're not being like an inexpensive way on the database for the game to determine that it should allow you to talk to the old man, because we don't want him to show up from the very beginning, right? So right now, the thing that triggers his appearance is you being past the point in the Sorcerer's Quest where you could have gotten the scuba gear. So having the diving helmet doesn't trigger that, obviously. I don't want the main map script to be checking your inventory every single time everyone loads it, because that's just tens of thousands of additional hits on the inventory table every day. Maybe hundreds of thousands, I don't know.
We could make the aerated diving helmet, like, just completely impermeable to doing anything, like, unsmashable and stuff, and then,
give you a permaflag when you get it?
Yeah. You make it.
I guess. I mean, do you think it'd be weird if every softcore run after that, you saw that guy sitting there, but you couldn't do anything? You couldn't actually get in there unless you pulled the helmet?
I don't know. You could potentially do it such that... No, that sucks. Yeah,
you know, it'd be pretty trivial to make it so if you equipped the helmet, you'd see him. That's actually not a bad idea.
Okay. That works. That totally works.
Yeah.
But the monsters down there are, I think, more powerful than the Hobopolis one. The only advantage being that it would take two adventures. But I don't know that it would be useful.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's... That's the thing. I don't think it's important at all to keep people out.
if we had thought well enough in advance, I mean, we had talked about the implications of people being able to use Hobopolis and speedruns and didn't act on any of it, like, precautions that we were thinking of, because
we didn't think that it was a big... The extent to which it is possible, I think we did talk about, we just didn't think it was a big deal.
Well, yeah,
you know,
we did something kinda,
like,
we
can't get
wanted...
the food in Ronin or Hardcore.
Right.
Or at least you weren't supposed to be able to.
The banquet thing?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
No, not that. The frozen, not the frozen banquet, the marketplace food.
Oh.
I mean, you'd have to farm the nickels for it anyway, I guess, but it's not really that many. sorry. Having trouble talking because of the whole cough thing. Blind Bandit said that... What?
I was going to say, is there some sort of coffin joke?
I don't think so.
Okay. You can, like... The sick version of laughing.
Yes.
That coffin.
Yeah. I almost read this person's name as 0326. That's not this person's name. That's the day on which he sent in this question. Blind Bandit writes, "Hello, Jick and crew. You suggested that a familiar quick change skill would be too fiddly. What he's talking about is if, say, Turtle Tamers got the ability to swap out familiars in the middle of combat. And then he says, what if you made it akin to the pasta summons, only Turtle Tamer usable and limited uses per day? Yeah, that would make it less of a big deal, but it would still be especially fiddly for the times when you did use it. And kind of too... Although, do you think that there are Ascension-relevant import... I mean, I suppose everyone would use it to starfish and then still volleyball. Right, so...
Or berry.
Yeah,
some other combat familiar, and then volleyball.
I was gonna, or like, but that's the thing. I was wondering if any combat familiars were actually relevant at all.
But the plus MP ones totally.
The pixie, the green pixie drops.
Those act at the end of combat, though, so you wouldn't be able to.
Oh, it drops at the end of combat.
Yeah.
Isn't there something that drops stuff in the middle of combat?
Not, I don't think so, because we try and avoid stuff that encourages people to artificially extend combat. I mean, it would be toast, but only once. I don't think it's really meaningful.
I guess you could do, like, a potato or a barnacle at the beginning of the combat, and then your volleyball at the end.
I'm just curious as to whether or not like anyone would ever do that in serious play, like...
I mean, if it's obviously more of an advantage than not having it at all, then the people that are trying to push the limits as much as possible would certainly do it if we gave them the opportunity to.
Right.
Because they would be slightly worse off if they didn't.
Oh, weird. Aaron Fingers, I didn't figure this out until I read it again. Aaron Fingers writes, a bottle of Monsieur Bubble is a better match for BOMB than Ancient Bomb. Shouldn't this be a I can't figure out what you mean case? That's interesting.
Oh, huh.
But, I mean, you know, the Ancient Bomb isn't, like, usable or anything. So, I don't know when that would ever come up. And if you're trying to, I guess if you're counting them, if you're trying to see how many you have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of decisions that had to be made. There were a lot of decisions that had to be made in the process of figuring out how that was going to prioritize item matches.
Yeah, that's a non-trivial issue.
I don't think this particular case is a big deal, though. Trailmix says, could you put a monster based on Pyramid Head in the Desert Pyramid? It will give you lots of opportunities to make rape jokes, and Silent Hill 2 was awesome. Hey, look, I don't need to create new opportunities to make rape jokes. Every minute that I'm conscious is another opportunity to make a rape joke. I've never played any of the Silent Hill games. That's not true. I played Silent Hill 4 for, like... I played it until the first combat, which I could not beat. So I quit playing it.
2 is the good one. 2 is definitely worth playing.
Yeah, because it's got some rapes.
Yep. Well, sort of. I mean, the object that's being raped is, like, 2 pairs of legs off of mannequins welded together in the middle, so it's this sort of 4-legged thing that looks like it's made out of mannequin parts. I'm not sure if that's something that's actually rapeable or not.
All right, because it needs to be able to refuse consent. So then, theoretically, it needs to be able to grant consent. All right, so a Naked Jew wrote in something talking about the... there's a lot of questions in here from last Thursday when we were talking about the underwater stuff, right? He says, I think the dolphin thing would also be more appealing due to the ability of a player to see what things can drop in a given location the first time through. Even if they don't get to keep it, they get the idea of what's out there. That was an aspect of that I hadn't really thought about, right?
Oh, clever.
Seeing that is going to make you realize, rather than just thinking that, oh, maybe this monster doesn't drop anything, this zone sucks. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good point.
How much of a hassle do you think it would be to retrofit that? Because the thing is,
I mean,
right, there are currently
all
things...
All the stuff that it does narratively?
Well, sure. Okay.
Well, I mean...
Right, the dolphin can't steal the meat. We would leave the depth penalty in for initiative and meat, right? So then the things that combat depth... Would
why can't they steal the meat?
I guess they could.
Yeah. They can definitely steal the meat, they can steal the items.
And we could just make it so you can't overcome the initiative penalty. But there's all these items that make you a better swimmer. It doesn't make any sense that it would... that they don't narratively make any sense as dolphin repellents.
Well...
there are only three or four, pardon me, of those things, though, right?
There's like this bit of like effects and stuff too. I mean, we could reseam everything, or we could just say that swimming better lets you evade dolphins. We could just append, thus you can evade dolphins better.
Right.
that.
Or you know, we could just give it a. We could just make that. It could impact initiative the way that it does now, and it could just say, you see a dolphin trying to steal your shit, but you quickly swim in front of it and grab it, or whatever.
That makes sense.
Huh. The phone got eerily quiet. So not only were you not talking, but there wasn't any of the normal noise, so I thought maybe I'd lost you guys.
Oh, yeah. Possible.
And I raised my fist right to the heavens and screamed, "No!"
Did it start to rain
yeah.
as the camera pulled back over top of you?
Yeah. And then I saw, like, Hugo Weaving and Keanu Reeves having, like, a fist fight up in the air.
Wow, New York is awesome.
It really is. Pyren says, I found the sea to become more and more fun the more time I spend down there. There's a huge upfront cost to going in, but once you've got the hang of it, it really is very fun. Yeah, I think people, there are people who feel that way.
It's very content rich and interesting. Like, you know, the barriers are pretty high, but if you can deal with them, as far as zones go, it's nice, you know.
Oh man, you know what I can do? I can go out and have a smoke break and radio.
You can. Yeah. Wow. Because that was like the only thing you couldn't do. You could play World of Warcraft on the radio. I mean, you could, you know, you could watch some porn. You could really do whatever. But you couldn't go smoke.
Right.
Because the thing is, everybody seems to be pretty firmly convinced that the dolphin thing would be better. Then
I thought there was some mixed. Plus, it's just funny.
Now, there was one guy that said he didn't like the idea of a monster that you were supposed to hate because he didn't trust us to not. But I think he was missing the point that it would be another way of explaining exactly the same thing that happens now.
What do you feel about the people that like? Are annoyed by the toot coming down at the hermit. I feel like we should make that a little bit more selective about when it comes down.
No, I don't think so. I don't think.
The what coming down?
The toot oriole.
I didn't catch that.
The
toot oriole coming down.
Yeah, I changed those messages. I made it so the hermitage shows up all the time. And if you don't have something that you need, the toot oriole flies in and says, "Hey, remember what I told you about this guy? You need to do this." Seriously, the people who are really bothered by that can suck it up. Like,
yeah, what?
There are people
what
like.
What reason do they give for not liking it?
They're like it. There were people saying that it made them feel stupid. which, to be told something that they already know. You know, the game is assuming that they don't know. Like the one point that they have is that when you go there. And you trade your last item. What it always did in the past was it gave you the same message. You can't, the hermit, you don't have anything the hermit wants, right? Now it's like, don't you remember, adventurer? The hermit wants worthless items, and you know that because you just traded him one. I could probably make it a little bit smarter.
We could just, I mean, change the text a bit to instead of it being a kind of tut-tut sort of reminder from the tutorial, maybe just the door is locked and the hermit won't let you in without the pass or something.
Yeah. Um, Atrophied is saying, the thing about people making money down in the ocean is that it's only the people with access to the top item drop buffs that can get to that point without spending ridiculous amounts of meat in the mall, setting themselves up for underwater adventuring. These are the people that already have Mystery Juniors, Jack Belts, Grimacite, etc. I really don't think that's true.
There are enough, like, swimming arrays and other things that boost item drops significantly.
That anyone can get.
And sure, there's an initial cost, but, you know. I guess it is true that people who already have gear that works don't have to spend additional funds, necessarily.
If we put in the thing that you can go kick the dolphins' asses and get back the stuff they stole, then you could do it without the extra item drops. It would just take you more turns to do it.
Well, it depends. I mean, that's the thing. Like, if we were to do that, is there a zone where you can just go and kill dolphins and get the last thing that they stole from you? Because then you're spending an extra turn to get every one of those drops, or an extra two turns, really. You know?
It could be... I mean, the dolphins could not necessarily be the only thing in that zone.
No, that's true. Because I was thinking that the dolphin would come up once as a semi-rare. Yeah, I don't know. Frankenbean says, yes, you could smell someone's fart as you died from your lungs freezing. Right, I forgot about that whole conversation that we had about farting on somebody in the vacuum of space. That was a great show. Glebe says, stop talking about farting and laundry and answer some questions. Hey, we're doing both. Chai JD says,
what if we have questions about farting?
That's true. It's, in fact, Chai JD asks us questions about farting. I think some of the reason you have very loyal donators is also because of the radio show itself. It makes me feel like I know you a bit, and I feel better about paying you than just some random free-to-play game. Yeah. It's always weird to me. More and more people are talking about how they don't play KOL anymore, but they still listen to the radio show. And that's kind of cool. It feeds into your whole theory of KOL as just a big cult of personality, though.
It's all around you, man.
Yeah. That's awesome. I like being popular. I don't like being popular. I have to make all these football bets, and I'm the teacher's pet. Because I'm popular in not a surf sense. Bobulus says, I've got an entry in my Hobopolis log for the sewer that's just player name, three turns, with nothing else but the right name and number in place. I'm wondering if this might be an error due to him ascending and going through the sewer multiple times in one hobo run. Yes, it is. That is exactly what it is. And it has been so long since I even thought about the clan dungeon logging code that I have no idea what it's going to take to fix that. It is a known issue. It is something that I need to I need to fix. It'll eventually get fixed. ACM also points out the seeing the drops thing versus the dolphins, because you are then motivated by stuff as opposed to depressed by the absence of stuff.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a good call.
let's look at what actually gives you those things, and I do like the idea of dolphin repellent, right? It could just be another way of mitigating, because we've got stuff that increases item drops underwater independently, so that makes you a better swimmer, could counteract the depth penalty. I don't think we need to explain. I think you can just get more meat the better swimmer you are.
What do you mean?
I don't think we need to explain that narratively with the dolphins. I think the dolphins can take the items from you, and that's it. So everything that makes you a better swimmer counteracts initiative, meat, and items, but it tells you when it's working on items. So if we add dolphin repellent, that doesn't also have to increase meat drops, is what I'm saying.
Dolphin repellent doesn't increase meat drops?
It wouldn't have to, I'm saying.
So are you saying that you that you, there's no way to influence
no,
the meat drop penalty?
That,
or
the things that currently make you a better swimmer would still increase meat drops.
So are you suggesting... Okay, so you're suggesting a dolphin repellent, which is a different thing entirely.
Sure, if we wanted to do a dolphin... If we wanted... Because the initial conception was the dolphins would be responsible for the item drops being low. And that
well,
you would get things...
Well, the initial conception was that they were going to be responsible for whatever deleterious stuff was going to happen to them.
I had only thought of it in terms of items.
I mean,
it doesn't make any sense. We don't want, like, a dolphin hitting you every time you lose initiative underwater, right? So it just kind of doesn't make any sense that dolphins are making you slower all the time or less attentive.
Right.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at it and see, you know.
But I do think that... I guess I don't understand why you wouldn't want to have them stealing meat after every
fight. It just seems awkward. Like, I can just imagine a picture of a dolphin with an item picture.
Yeah.
And it's saying, it stole this. I don't want eight pictures of dolphins at the bottom of the fight, right? I want one. And in every fight...
But with a monster that drops four items, and let's say they all because of penalty.
Yeah, I think that once the dolphin had stolen one item, it would just not display the dolphin for other drop failures.
Okay, then you could also just not have it displayed for the meat, except for if the
meat would never, ever see the meat one, so it might as well not be doing it.
You would. Monsters that didn't have any item drops, or monsters where you happen to roll and get the item drops.
Yeah, okay.
Right? No, I'm just saying. Like,
I mean, I fail to see how my way isn't sort of more flexible and desirable from a mechanical standpoint and more satisfying to me narratively. Maybe not to you.
Well, because there is no narrative. It doesn't make any sense for the swimming thing to increase the meat drops without if dolphins are the cause of you getting less stuff. Right.
Dolphins are the cause of you getting less items. The reason you get less meat is because you are not as good at swimming around picking up meat. Because you have to catch it before it falls to the ocean floor.
Where it is immediately consumed by the bottom
crabs and yes.
We could even change it. We could even change it. You manage, so in the deepers and the deeperers and the deeperers, it could say you manage to collect X meat before it sinks out of sight. And you manage to collect X meat before it's consumed by oceanic scavengers. Right. Changing that single line
of
text.
I'm totally okay with that.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm totally okay with that. So yeah, that everything has its own little counter, like the making you a better swimmer clearly would make you swim faster, so that initiative is just taken care of already. And then that would also narratively help you find the meat stuff. And then dolphins are just and you're overcoming them by just being able to swim faster, right?
Yeah, but it should tell you. I mean, it should say a dolphin tries to steal your shit, but you manage to grab
it. Yeah, no, I know. Totally. And then having a place where you could go to beat the crap out of a dolphin.
Right.
Or maybe everywhere underwater if you just happen to use your swimwear there.
Yeah, I had thought about that. I mean, do you think that it would be a big deal? Do you think that it would totally... All right, because obviously we put the drop penalties in for a reason, right? We want the things down there to be rarer and harder to get. Do you think that if we just sort of stored a list of everything that had been stolen by dolphins and then just let you fight as many dolphins as you wanted in a zone and get just those drops and nothing else? And maybe those dolphins didn't drop any meat even.
Right. What I was thinking would be funny is if you were fighting with a dolphin and another dolphin came and stole the famous.
Yeah.
I mean, but we could do that. We could have a zone that was relatively low depth. Like, go back up to the... Maybe you can ask Grandpa about dolphins, and then all of a sudden...
Right, he says they live in a kelp bed halfway up or whatever.
Yeah, and so you go back to the previous container document that was the beepers, and then out in the ocean, you put like a little school of dolphins, a kelp bed or whatever. And yeah. So it's just a low depth place to fight dolphins.
Yeah.
That kind of works pretty well, I think.
Yeah. Sable 4 says, this was weird. As someone who stopped playing the game but still listens to the radio, this is why. One, the content is still interesting, but the base game mechanics have gotten old, and I'd rather play something new in terms of mechanics. All right, fair enough. Two, as for the radio, you guys are freaking interesting to listen to. Besides, anymore, the radio only gets cursorily into the game, leaving all the weird discussions of films, TV shows, and accents to enjoy. Right.
See, and this is the point that I make to you, is that you get depressed sometimes when we don't answer any questions, and I feel like if we have an interesting conversation, we're doing our job. Right? That would be my contention.
Sure.
To you.
Sure. You're just saying that because you like getting paid to talk about movies.
Well, sure. I do like the movies.
Are there any good movies out now?
Probably. The Return to the Escape from Witch Mountain or something came out.
Oh, right. I was listening to the Adam Carolla podcast with the guy who directed that.
Yeah, that's what made me think of it.
So my flight kind of sucked. I got on the plane, and then the flight was delayed an hour and a half. So I just sat on the plane at the gate. And then, but then there was an hour cut off the total flight time. So I think they were just like hauling ass.
Or hauling oats.
They might have been hauling oats. Yeah. sorry. Okay. A lot of nothing, a lot of dead air, and a lot of stammering. Zortag says, listening to you rant about the people who don't believe in your business model at GDC, I think a fundamental difference between you and other people is that other people want to make lots of money, whereas you want to put out a fun game and make enough money to get by. A lot of the strategies that people talk about are things geared towards making a lot of profit. Also, I do believe that the community you've built is exceptional. I know I would have quit the game long ago were it not for the awesomeness of the community the game provides. And I don't know that it's possible for people to set out with the goal of building a strong, intelligent, and faithful player base from the get-go.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, except for the fact that, like, the Altar of Literacy sort of epitomizes our desire for a strong community, right? Like,
a selective having community, sort of, at least.
Say what?
A selective community, at least.
Yeah.
It's weird that, I mean, that seems to be one of the things, like, somebody who finds out 10 things about KOL, that's the one that they're going to latch onto. That's the one we've gotten the most just random press about.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's early on, and it's just funny, right?
Cause you see a reference to it as soon as you log in, right? It's like,
right.
Enter the chat, but first, you got to do this thing. Yeah.
Yeah. You sound terrible, man. I hope you feel better.
No, you know what? I feel basically fine. It's the stupid coughing. Like, I wake up, and for the first couple hours that I'm awake, my throat hurts, and then a couple hours before it's time to go to bed, I start coughing. So it's like just got the tiniest little dregs of cold left. Zaphodak42 says, Chick, you do realize that the copyright on the menu still says 2008, right? I should fix that. I'm going to fix that right now. Well, Hot Stuff and Riff, play a song on the banjo. I was kidding. You guys don't actually have to play a song on the banjo. You could try and have an interesting conversation about something.
About banjo.
That was pretty
funny. What was it? Katamari Damacy, was that the theme that people would start humming? And oh, yeah, yeah. Whenever there was a conversation that one of us could not contribute to.
All right, copyright date fixed in the menus. You what? What's something kind of interesting?
Is games that you remember primarily because of their soundtracks. Like, I think of Vice City, and I think of it all the time because I will hear a song that was on the Vice City, radio, and I'm like, oh yeah, Vice City, that was so great, and happens probably twice a week, two or three times a week, you know?
See, I listen Katamari exclusively Damacy, to the talk station in Vice City, so I do not get that with Vice City at all.
Wow, really? No, because the music was, the talk stuff was really funny, but once you listened to all of it, then you would kind of listen to the music, and it just had really good, 80s pop, basically.
Whenever I hear that Flock of Seagulls song, I think about the commercial for Vice City.
I guess that's halfway there.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, what is it about certain games? There is a strain of music that you can play that makes me think of Diablo. It's I don't know.
Yeah,
just four minor chords strummed in sequence. A minor chord strummed four times in sequence.
Yeah, there's something that I hear a lot that sounds similar to that that always makes me think of Diablo. I can't remember what it is, though.
There's some place in World of Warcraft where there's music that sounds a lot like the Diablo.
That might be it.
Blades Edge Mountains, maybe?
It might be. I remember hearing Blades Edge
kind of sound like Diablo. I remember you specifically taking me somewhere and saying, pay attention to the music here.
Oh, really?
Every time I listen to a BlizzCast, the actual strains of the Diablo music remind me of the Diablo music.
But, I think that's kind of interesting. We have no music in the game, and so the only sort of audio connection that people have is through Radio KOL. But it seems like, to me, it's one really potentially strong gateway into people's sort of consciousness, you know?
Right.
That and smell, which we totally don't tap into people's sense of smell.
We need to get that smell.
We could get custom scratch and sniff cards made like they send out with the Leather Goddesses of Phobos.
Yeah, totally.
And then have it sections during the game. Just have it say scratch and sniff section number 12.
How much that costs?
I don't know.
That would be kind of an awesome inclusion in, a Fury Pack version 2 or whatever.
Yeah.
Although we don't have, any scratch and sniff in the game. Oh, wait, yes we do.
I forgot
about that.
Okay, here's the thing. Who's going to collect the unicorn scent?
We need a virgin.
Yeah. Good luck finding one of those.
Yeah, we're all grown-ups. We engage in a lot of adult activities.
I shave every day.
Yeah.
That's not even close to true.
I pay bills.
You pay bills.
I curse a lot.
That's true.
I have to pay... I don't have to pay taxes for the good that already. I have to file taxes.
Yeah. Same here.
Luckily, I remembered to get the last bits signed that I had to sign before I left town to get the company's taxes paid.
Filed. Yeah, that makes me feel better.
I mean, we would have it would have happened still. It just would have been a hassle, and Zly would have had to overnight shit to me, and I would have had to overnight it back. That's what you do when you're running a business. You go to New York, and then you're, like, overnighting stuff. I kind of want to go down to Wall Street and get a Bluetooth headset and just stomp down the street yelling, buy, sell, buy, sell.
You might get your ass kicked these days.
I probably might. I might get killed by a stockbroker committing suicide by jumping out of a 50th floor window.
Or somebody who lost all their money on the stock market looking to
scatting me. Yeah. I apologize, people, for all the stammering and coughing. The times when I don't talk for a few seconds, it's because I'm trying to swallow a cough.
I'm sure that it's a nice counterpoint sound to all the radio interference from the Edge Network.
Yeah. Bobula says, okay, you've talked me into it. Jix ran on the atmosphere of Star Control 2 has driven me to downloading the open source version of it. Any non-spoilery advice you can give me to make the most of it? Just play it, man. Just play it.
Yeah, my experience of playing the game was with a map of all the important locations. And I don't feel like it detracted from my playing the game. So.
Yeah, I think that if you can certainly look up the coordinates of the rainbow worlds.
Yeah.
Because that alone would make a huge difference. Because that way, that gives you a tremendous amount of cred with the Melnorm, and so you get all your upgrades, and you get all kinds of shit. And really, you would have just had to stumble on those.
Yeah.
Do you think that they intended for people to play the game more than once?
I think they did. I think the idea was that you would play through and you'd find all the interesting stuff and then you'd play through it again.
And actually find all the interesting stuff in time.
Well, right, yeah. Yeah, the fact that it's sort of a timed game. I think maybe you were supposed to play through it and lose the first time because just of the scope of it, you know?
Yeah.
Time games are really frustrating to me that way. I was really, really glad that they didn't have the time limit in Fallout 3 the way they did in the first two.
Yeah.
Was there a time limit in Wasteland?
I don't know. I never played that.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see what Wikipedia has to say about it. I don't actually know how much Wasteland computer game. ah, crap. Doesn't say anything about time in the Wikipedia article. This article is actually surprisingly long. I'll have to read this.
It's kind of a well-loved game, which I can imagine would generate a large Wikipedia article.
I never did play it. I saw a few minutes of it played at some point. Oh, well, I mean, rather, okay. When I was at work and, like, downloaded a copy of it from Home of the Underdogs or whatever, because somebody told me, oh, we should look at this, and he just, like, showed me some tricks that he remembered or whatever.
Didn't Home of the Underdogs go under?
It did. I believe it has come back.
Yeah, some guy on Metafilter restarted it.
Oh, that's great. That's good to hear. I was really sad that resource was just gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would have been pretty sad. crap. Solmech says, What the underwater areas need is a treasure chest. The whole buried treasure at sea thing has been used a lot, but it's worth considering.
Some sort of sunken chest?
Melfin the Third says, ever notice how the only time the Lifetime Network is allowed to show sex is if it's rape? I bet they do all their filming in Mexico.
I haven't noticed that, not having really ever watched anything on the Lifetime Network.
I don't know that I've ever watched anything on the Lifetime Network either. I think of it as just all these movies, Not Without My Baby, or Don't Take My Baby. or have you seen my baby? Starwed says, would you ever consider tighter forum/game integration, a way of tying accounts together, for instance? I have never wanted to deal with it. It would be nearly impossible, as somebody was talking about this in the forums recently, and Boozer Bear talked about it a little bit, short of writing our own forum software, which I just have no interest in doing, it would be basically impossible to match forum accounts to game accounts. Right? I mean, I guess we could do a kind of thing, if we had it set up to where it was actually integratable, we could do a thing where, like, if you could log into a forum account from the game, then it would give it to you, give you the credentials for that account somehow or whatever, and then the forums would know who you were or whatever. But big pain in the ass, very limited benefit, I think, compared to the amount of work that it would take. One of these days, I'm going to wake up and be healthy.
Yeah, good luck.
Stower of Thrones says, care to get drunk and leak the next item of the month? This was before the first. Tatter says, no offense, Jick, but it's pronounced A-T-A-T, and I don't even consider myself a Star Wars fan. Why, is it not kosher to call it an AT-AT?
I thought it was kosher to call it an AT-AT.
That's the only way I've ever heard anybody say it.
And an
AT Street, right, is the other one? Or is it an AT Saint? That's funny. There was that argument about whether the ST in Sneaky Pete is actually street. And the argument about whether or not that was canon. Somehow that matters. Hogula says, so I heard about this D&D exploit, and I thought you guys would be amused by it. Basically, in some versions of the game, there's a feat that lets you add a small amount of electrical damage to any spell. There's also a feat that lets you amplify the electrical damage of any spell based on that spell's maximum range. Then you cast Locate City, which has a radius of several miles per character level, and for all intents and purposes, you have a giant orbital death laser.
That's excellent.
That is cool.
But can it only fire on city?
I don't know. Because, yeah, what would be the target of Locate City?
I guess if your target was, like, some guy named Dallas.
Or some guy named Corbin Dallas. Istanbul says, can we realistically expect to see the next clan dungeon in Q2, or is it likely to be later? I'm not going to refer to Q2. I think I'm done with the Q.
Well, we just come up with a different meme at any given moment,
yeah,
right?
What are we going to do for June this year? We always do something big and crazy for June. I don't know. You know, there might be a clan dungeon in the next 3 months. You never can tell what we're going to do.
We've got some ideas.
Yeah. We've had ideas for a long time, though. I could do a lot of things if I had some money. Ferdinand says, the artists who perform at KOLCon, are they con artists? Why, yes, they are. All right, so Landar2 sends in a joke that's pretty funny. So this guy goes to the doctor, and the doctor's like, I'm sorry, sir, but you're going to have to stop masturbating. And the guy says, but why? And the doctor says, so that I can examine you.
That's actually from, or I don't know if it originates from it, but there's this new game on the Wii called Mad World, and one of the sports commentator announcers tells that joke at one point.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm really surprised that game is for the Wii, because it seems, like, super violent.
It's extremely violent. it's kind of funny. I don't know. It's fun. It's a sort of beat-em-up game, like, what was the old Final Fight or whatever, except instead of
kicking all these guys' asses in order to get further down the street. You're just killing them all for points.
I see. And is it actually out?
Different combinations. Yeah, it came out like this week or the end of last week, I think.
Okay.
Not bad.
Well, that's cool. Maybe a couple months from now when I'm back to where my game systems are, I'll play it.
Yeah.
I'll do with that like I did with No More Heroes. I will borrow it from you and play it for 10 minutes and then bring it back to you. But like a month later.
That's something else I should play while I'm not playing World of Warcraft.
No More Heroes?
Yeah.
It just seemed like it was kind of the same thing over and over again, though.
Yeah, I don't know. It was fun, though. It's extremely stylish.
Mm. Well, guys, let's try this weekend to record some shit.
Okay.
And, yeah. Then we'll have some shit.
So that we don't
try this weekend. And then, yeah. And then because the thing is, I could do half a show by myself, and it wouldn't be that big of a deal. Doing a whole show by myself, I just burn through all the questions, and then I don't have anybody to play off of, so I'm not funny.
We could just record a bunch of audio clips of us saying things like, oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And laughing, and then you could just edit them in.
We had talked about
it. It's like a big soundboard.
I think I was actually talking to, Roy about doing that, actually. Setting up a soundboard of the two of you.
That'd be awesome.
But then I could also... soundboard of me saying things in a really high-pitched voice and just pretending that it was the two of you. Only sometimes I could say two things at a time, right? So, like, no, look, really, it's the two of them. It's not just me doing it, because how would I do it twice at the same time?
Wow.
Yeah.
do you have an outro song?
Yeah, I do. All right. Cool. Well, we'll see you guys. I'll see you Monday, and it won't sound like this, I promise. We'll see you Thursday, and we'll have figured something out, because this I think, is unacceptable in the long term.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, people
have to listen. Well, you know, if the archived version is better than the broadcast version, then maybe it'll be okay, and we can just say, sorry if this sucks, just download the higher quality one, and it'll be fine.
Right.
But if it's not, then, yeah, I don't know. I'll listen to it and see if I can stand it.
Have people tell us as well, just like what you think.
Yeah.
People tell us what you think.
All right. And now the complicated process of disentangling myself from all these wires while I try and figure out how to... get off the radio. All right. See you later, kids.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
The prom with Tom, the astronomer, who'd name a star for you. But I'm the luckiest guy on the Lower East Side, 'cause I've got wheels and you wanna go for a ride. Harry is the one I think you'll marry. so are you. My car is ugly, but then I'm ugly too. I know you'd never give me a second glance, but when the weather's nice, all the other guys don't stand a chance. I know Professor Blumen makes you feel like a woman, but when the wind is in your hair, you laugh like a little girl. So you share secrets with Lou, but we've got secrets too. Well, one, I only keep this heat for you, 'cause I'm the ugliest guy.